Time to do our Shire whip around now and head up to Bullock Shire and say good morning to Travis Fitzgibbon. How are you, Travis?
Good morning, Rubber, and good morning, listeners.
Right, so now a resignation from council. What's the story here?
Yeah, so we every now and then, I think in my time at council, this is the second resignation of a council we've had, and Councillor David Viz late last week wrote to CEO Wayne O'Toole informing him of his resignation from council, so effective immediately. So Councillor David Viz was elected back in 2016 and then returned at the most recent elections in 2020, and he'd been on a leave of absence for a little while. So he always had a really strong vision about helping to make Balloka a thriving place to live and visit, and was always a passionate advocate for his local area. So David's from the Mallee Ward in the north of our Shire, Robbo, for context for our listeners, sort of north of Witchyproof and all the way up the Calder Highway is the Mallee Ward. So from Nullarwill right up to Nandaily. So a big patch of our Shire is covered by the Mallee footprint, and that will open a spot in that ward. So at our council elections in 2020, there were only two nominations for that ward, and both nominees were elected unopposed as councillors. So we would assume that when the VEC come back to us at some stage, we'll be staring at a by-election in the run-up to the state election. So fun times for Balloka.
Yes, indeed. Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you what the process is, but there you go. You've explained it. Well done. And also the annual budget and draft customer experience strategy amongst key items at an additional council meeting last week.
Yeah, so it was a busy end of the month. We had some key documents come through our additional meeting in June. The customer experience strategy will go out for public consultation now, and that'll come back at the August meeting for adoption. Our Mayor, Robbo, for your listeners, I'm sure they'll be maybe having some reminiscence about the Jimi Hendrix experience. A little joke was made as we brought that through council last week, but that'll set up how we conduct our internal and external customer service. So looking after ourselves within council and making sure that we're keeping everyone informed and engaged, and then that really key piece of how we look after our customers and our ratepayers and service them as well. So a wonderful document for everyone to go and have a look at. That'll be up on our website from today, and it'll be open for about 5 weeks, and we'll do a couple of things through the engagement process. And the key document of the year was adopted as well, the annual budget. So that's gone through, about $18.5 million being invested in our built and natural environment, $1.5 million into the community, just under $1 million to advance our economy, and $1.2 million through our council and community leadership, with a key piece of work there being our business transformation strategy. So plenty to look at and absorb in our annual budget. Again, you'll be able to jump on the website and have a look at it, read your way through it. If you would like a hard copy, please drop into our customer service centre in Witchyproof, or if you'd prefer, give us a call on 1300 520 520 and we'll arrange to have one mailed out to you.
Fantastic. Well, I hope the after council celebrations weren't like a Jimi Hendrix after party, mate. That might have been a bit interesting, but...
No, all very above board and to date, and we all have a bit of a chat up after a council meeting, and then people make their way home. One thing that is worth noting at Balloka Shire is that our council meetings are in Witchyproof, Robbo, so a lot of our councillors and staff have to cover a bit of ground to get back to their hometowns as well, which is in the middle of our Shire, but it's 8,000 square kilometres, so often a bit of travel to be involved after a council meeting.
Indeed. All right, Travis, listen, good to chat, mate, and we will do so again very soon. Thank you.
Good on you, Robbo. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too.